Adolf Hitler, Führer of Germany, creator of the Third Reich, and the man who plunged Europe into the inferno of the Second World War. For decades, historians have attempted to explain how an obscure Austrian political agitator could have become one of the most powerful men in history. How did he seize control of the German state? What was the secret of his mesmerizing oratory? How did an ex-corporal achieve the conquest of great European military powers? Although Hitler's meteoric rise has been researched in the greatest detail, even today, little is known of the personal life of this most enigmatic of tyrants. Of all the many questions about Hitler's early years, none is more intriguing than the riddle surrounding the violent death of his mistress and niece, Geli Raubal. Who was this mysterious woman whose relationship with Hitler was kept such a closely guarded secret? Was her death by shooting suicide, or did Hitler murder her with his own gun? The strange affair of Geli Raubal belongs to the shadowy period of Hitler's career before his rise to power. In 1923, Hitler and 40 of his followers were imprisoned in the fortress of Landsberg for their part in an abortive attempt to overthrow the government of Bavaria. Sentenced to 5 years, Hitler was released after only 9 months due to political pressure from influential supporters. Free once more, Hitler set himself vigorously to the rebuilding of his tiny and fragmented National Socialist Workers' Party. The party grew steadily in strength. By 1928, it boasted over 100,000 members and held 12 seats in Germany's parliament, the Reichstag. Hitler now had access to significant funds, and that year he purchased a comfortable mountain retreat, the Haus Wachenfeld, overlooking Berchtesgaden in Bavaria. In the coming years, the house would be greatly enlarged, becoming known as the Berghof. There, Hitler would play host to his close friends and senior party officials. Fatefully, he also invited a Frau Angela Raubal to oversee the running of his household. Angela Raubal was Hitler's half-sister. Hitler's family background was extraordinarily complex. His father, Alois, a customs official, was illegitimate and bore his mother's name, Schickelgruber. She later married a man called Johann Hiedler. When Alois was 40 years old, he officially changed his birth certificate, adopting that of his stepfather, Hiedler. The parish priest misspelt the new name. It was transformed to Hitler. The third wife of the widower Alois Hitler was Clara Polzel. In 1889, she gave birth to a son, Adolf. Of 6 children, only Adolf and a sister, Paula, survived to adulthood. But Alois also had 2 children by one of his previous marriages, half-brother and half-sister to Adolf. Hitler's half-sister, Angela, was the widow, Frau Raubal, who became his housekeeper. She brought with her her daughter, Geli. To the 20-year-old Geli Raubal, Hitler was Uncle Adi. The whole truth about the relationship between Hitler and Geli Raubal may never be known. Yet, it is certain that Hitler very quickly developed a strong interest in his attractive niece. They spent a great deal of time together, much of it in walking the beautiful countryside around Haus Wachenfeld. Meanwhile, Hitler had a busy political career to pursue and could not always live in the country. So in 1929, he rented an apartment at 16 Prince Regentenplatz in Munich. The Raubals accompanied him, and soon The city was buzzing with gossip about the Nazi leader and his close relationship with a young relative half his age. For the time being, Hitler had chosen the electoral road to power, and consequently the gossip was by no means welcome to many senior Nazis. Apart from the fact that hints of incest would be a damning liability at the polls, they also knew that as a bachelor, Hitler attracted strong support from women voters. Later, the gossip would take on a darker tinge. There would be stories of indecorous sketches made of Gelly by Hitler, and whispers of him having made repellent sexual demands. Senior party figures believed a marriage between Hitler and Gelly inevitable. She was seen everywhere with him. Others complained that he should marry her or cease appearing with her in public. Over the next 2 years, Hitler became more and more possessive of Gelly Rabau. He was frequently away from Munich on political business and set spies on Gelly during his absences. He could not bear to see her with other men. Emil Morris, Hitler's chauffeur, was sacked because Hitler suspected him of developing an intimacy with Gelly. Beyond this irksome denial of her freedom, Hitler, whose heart was otherwise filled with so many hatreds, was undoubtedly generous to his niece. When she said she wanted to train as an opera singer, in spite of an indifferent voice, Hitler immediately arranged for her to have lessons from a well-known Munich teacher. It may have been that Gelly's desire for an operatic career was one of the crucial factors that precipitated the mysterious and violent climax to this strange relationship. The events took place at the Prince Regentenplatz apartment on the night of the 17th of September 1931. Early in the day, Gelly announced her intention of going to Vienna to pursue her singing career. This sent Hitler into an uncontrollable temper. But Gelly's mother interposed and succeeded in calming him down to the extent that she later felt she could safely leave the two together while she left the apartment. In the early evening, the argument flared up again. Raised voices were heard by neighbors, and Hitler was seen leaving angrily in his car, while Gelly, crying and moaning, was found by the cook to have locked herself in her bedroom. Shortly before midnight, the servants were roused by the sound of a pistol shot from Gelly's room. They found Gelly Raubal lying fatally wounded. The gun found by her side was the personal property of Adolf Hitler. The Raubal's housekeeper did not at once summon the police. Instead, she called Hitler's secretary, Rudolf Hess, who took charge immediately and sent an urgent summons to Hitler in Nuremberg. By the time Hitler could return, Gelly Raubal was already dead. The first official announcement said that Gelly had died as a result of a tragic accident. However, there quickly followed a second statement, backed by Hitler's full authority, in which the death was put down to suicide. There was no proper inquest. Did Hitler kill Gelly Raubal? Even if, in a fit of violent temper, Hitler used his own gun to commit murder, why did he leave the incriminating weapon at the scene? Could someone else have murdered Gelly? Various high Nazis certainly saw that Hitler's open affair could damage the party. The name of Heinrich Himmler, leader of the SS, has been put forward, but no evidence has ever been found. One other name has often been suggested, the tireless and secretive intriguer Martin Bormann. In the interests of advancing the party and hence himself, Bormann was easily capable of murder. It is not disputed that Hitler, after Gelly's death, was prostrate with grief. It is said that for years afterwards, on the anniversary of her death, Hitler would shut himself up in Gelli's old room for hours at a time. Perhaps Gelli Raubal's death really was suicide. One possible motive can be identified. It is conceivable that Gelli saw herself being displaced by a rival. Hitler was already seeing the vapid young shop girl who for years would be his mistress and finally his wife. It is notable that with Eva Braun, Hitler was far more discreet. To the very end, he kept their relationship a closely guarded secret. The mystery of Gelli Raubal's death remains unsolved, but a sinister footnote must be added. Gregor Strasser, Hitler's greatest rival for control of the party, confided to more than one friend that he knew two dark secrets about Hitler. One concerned Hitler's alleged venereal disease, the other, his hand in Gelli Raubal's murder. Strasser was among the hundreds killed on Hitler's orders in the bloody purge of the party in June 1934. With him may have perished the key to the mysterious death of Gelli Raubal.